Okay, Shalom Rabosei. Today's daf is Erev and daf Ayin Ches. We are a couple of blot into Perek Chalon, the seventh Perek of Erevin, and we have been talking about whether two Chatzeros are either combinable or separate, determining on some factors in terms of what's between them. So again, if you want to make one Erev between two Chatzeros, so they have to be connected in some way. If there's a wall in between them, for example, you can have, well, the Gemara had really two options, two basic options, in terms of either you could have what the Gemara called an Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, a pischa, which is literally an opening, but what it really means is a way to get over or through or around the wall, some easy way to get from one chatzer to the next. And the other option was making the wall smaller by adding something at the bottom to shrink the height of the wall. Again, the wall had to be 10 tefachim tall to serve as a mechitza. That's the size of a mechitza. So again, if there was a mechitza between the two chatzeros, so then you can obviously not connect the two with one eruv. You have to make two separate eruvim, and you can't go from one chatzer to the next. But if they were connected by either a pischa, or the wall was smaller, so then it's not a halachic mechitza, and then you had an option, perhaps, to make either one eruv or two eruvim. So the Gemara is going to continue with some more more cases and ways that you can connect the two if you have a wall, again, separating the two chatzeros. All right, let's get to it. We're on Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. We are about, not this one, but Amar of Bibi Bar Abaye. We're about 10 lines up. On Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. Amar Rav Bibi Bar Abaye, Bana Itztava Al Gav Itztava. Now, I'm not sure exactly what this really looks like. There is a diagram in the Helper Gemaras, in the Masifta Art Scrolls, etc. It looks almost like a platform on top of a platform. But okay, either way, meaning an Itztava literally means a ledge. But I'm not sure exactly how this would work, would look in real life. But basically, it's almost like you build a structure that is one ledge on top of another ledge. It's not connected to the wall. It's just kind of like, you know, I guess if you can imagine, almost like a merchant, like a guy selling, let's say, like an apple cart, if this makes any sense at all. Right? You have the apple cart. You have, like, on the bottom of the apple cart, you have, like, one solid block of wood. He puts the apples on top, and then on top of it, right, there are four, you know, pegs that go up, four pieces of wood on each side, and then there's like a roof on top. So that's kind of what it looks like. All right, either way, at least that's what the diagram over here looks like a little bit to me. Yeah, I'm not sure where I got that from. But either way, so if you built a ledge on top of a ledge, if the bottom one has at least dalet tvachim, now Rashi over here says, has to be dalet tefachim wide, doesn't really give a height measurement, and Tosfos points that out, that Rashi should have also pointed out that there needs to be a height here, if we're talking about shrinking the height of the wall. But okay, either way, if the Gemara at least doesn't mention it either, and if it doesn't, so either way, we'll just read it as is. If the bottom one is at least four tefachim wide, so then it will be memayit, it will shrink the height of the wall. So inami im betachtona arba v'yesh b'alyona arba v'in bein zeh lezeh shlosha. Or if the top one, right, the bottom one isn't four tefachim wide, but the top ledge is four tefachim wide, and there's less than three tefachim between the top one and the bottom one. Well, that's the standard case of Lovud, so that means the entire thing is connected, is viewed as one big piece of whatever. So then memayit, then it will shrink and make the wall smaller. Again, we talked yesterday at the, you know, a little bit about putting stuff at the bottom of the wall. If you have a mechitza, a wall that's ten tefachim, so one way to, you know, to make it smaller is to break it down. But obviously, that's, you know, if it's you're dealing with wood and stone and brick, it's impossible, or not impossible, but it's not easy. So the easier thing to do is to shrink the wall and make the wall smaller by putting something at the bottom, right? So something easy would be, a piece of wood, right? Instead of bringing sand and rocks and stone to really actually shrink the wall, right? You just put something at the base of it, so now the wall is shorter. So again, you're putting this, the itztava, gabi itztava, to try and make the height of the wall shorter. Okay, another case. Amar of Nachman Amar Rava Baravua Sulam Shesh Shlivosav Porchos. Fascinating. Rashi says over here that literally that means that the ladder whose rungs are flying. So Rashi says, fascinating, that basically they used to call stairs a ladder also. Right? They used to call stairs a ladder. So a ladder, like we know the word ladder, right? Obviously their rungs are, you know, look like they do. So they would call that a ladder whose rungs are flying because there's space in between the rungs, as opposed to an actual staircase, which obviously there's no space between the rungs. So if you have a proper, let's say, what we know as a proper ladder, if the bottom rung, right, again, you can imagine it's a little bit, A-shaped, not really V-shaped, but A-shaped, and, you know, it's kind of shrinking as it gets higher. So if the bottom rung has four tefachim across, so then it will shrink and be significant enough to make the wall shorter. Inami, or in b'shliva tachtona arba, but or in another way, if it's not A-shaped, but it's more V-shaped, and the bottom one is not, the bottom part of the ladder is not necessarily four tefachim wide, but yesh b'shliva halyona arba, but the top rung is four tefachim wide, and vein vein zel zeh shlosha, and you don't have three tefachim between each rung, so then you have the, we apply lavud, and all of them are connected. So then, it will shrink the wall. V'amar Nachman Amar Rava Bar Avua. Another case. Ziz Hayotzi Min HaKotel Dalet Al Dalet. Let's say you have a ledge that protrudes from the wall that's 4x4 tefachim, and the ledge itself is 4x4 tefachim, but it's higher than 3 tefachim from the ground, so it's not considered love, it's not connected to the ground. So you need to do something else to make this ledge, right, shrink the height of the mechitza. So what do? V'niach alav sulam kol shehu. So you put a ladder on it, or you put a ladder next to it. So that will be fine, that mi'ato. Then already you've given access, you've kind of connected the ledge. It's easy to use the ledge to get up and over the wall, right? You've already connected it to the ground. So that will make the wall shorter. We view the ledge as if it's connected to the ground, and then that's fine. That will affect the wall's height. And that's only if you put the wall on the ledge, meaning if you can imagine, like there are a couple of put the wall on the ledge, put the ladder on a ledge, right? You can imagine you leaned the ladder on the ledge itself. But if you put the ladder next to the ledge, then you're just widening the ledge. You're not actually connecting the ledge to the ground, and that is not going to work. Kotel Tisha Chasar, if you have a wall that's 19 tefachim high, tzarech ziz echad latiro. Again, if you're able to use a ladder plus a ledge to shrink a wall, if the wall is 19 tefachim, so you need is one ledge, i.e., you put the ledge at 9.5 tefachim off the ground. So now it is between 10 tefachim from the ground. It's 10 tefachim to the top of the wall. So you have basically it's an easy. You put a ladder up, and then it's easy for you to get. Now you have two 9.5 tefach walls almost, and it's not hard for you to get. From one side of the chatzer to the other side of the chatzer, from one side of the wall to the other side of the wall, from one chatzer to the next. But kotel esrim, but if the wall is 20 tefachim, so then you're stuck because the math doesn't work out. Tzarech shnei zizim la'atiro, right? You need to make sure you have two ledges. And amrav chista v'usha amitan ze shaloka neged ze, as long as they're not one on top of each other, right? It's very hard to go from one ledge to the next. If they're right directly on top of each other, so they have to be positioned, right? The top one has to be a little bit to the left or the right of the first ledge, right? And you have ladders. Again, you can't just have them protruding, like we just said. You have to have ladders going through them, so it almost looks like you're playing the really old game, right? Really back in the day, the original Donkey Kong, right? Where Donkey Kong was like throwing down barrels and Mario was trying to climb the ladders. So that's what it looks like you're playing, right? You have to go up and then to the left or to the right or whatever. Okay, so either way, but that would be the way to shrink the wall, because yeah, then there's a way for you to get up from the ground, and then you can really access and get up and over. Fine. Again, if you have, also in terms of necessarily getting up and over, it's also connecting the ledges to the ground, meaning what we're trying to do here with the ladder is the rungs are less than 3 tefachim apart. Right, again, this is Rashi points out that the rungs themselves. I'm not speaking clearly when I say get up and over. Really what we're trying to do is connect the ledge to the ground. So you have lovewood, so then that reduces the height of the wall. So the ladders that we're putting here have rungs that are less than 3 tefachim apart, like we said. You go up to one, you go up to the other. So that already will kind of make everything almost as if it's connected to the ground halakhically, and that will reduce the height of the wall. Okay. Different case, that's not really shayach to what we're talking about here, but Amar Avuna, Amud Birushus, right, while we're talking about making things bigger or smaller in size that have halachic significance, so we talk about this, Amar Avuna, Amud Birushus HaRavim, let's say you have an Amud, is a pillar in the Rishus HaRavim, Gavoa Asara V'Rachav Arba, that's 10 by 4, so therefore it's a halachic Rishus HaYachid, right, meaning on top of it is a halachic Rishus HaYachid. Let's say you drill a peg onto the top of the post, of the pillar. So the Gemara says, Mi'ato, that will shrink the width, right? It's now 10 by 3.9 or whatever it is, and therefore it is no longer Rishus HaYachid, and putting on top of it from the Rishus HaRavim will not result in an Isur D'Oraisa, right? It could be Makom Patur or whatever it is. It's not going to be an Isur D'Oraisa to go from the top of the pillar to the Rishus HaRavim. Amar Rav Abba Bar Abba Uvagavoa Shlosha. The little peg you put up needs to be at least 3 tefachim high, because otherwise it's lovud, it's considered to be part of the surface area of the pillar. Rabbi and Rav Damer Tevayu Afal Pisha In Gavoa Shlosha. And Rabbi and both say that no, even if it's shorter than 3 tefachim, that's totally fine, because my time is all mishtamishlei. Because now you've just nullified the top of the pillar, right? Normally, what would you do? 10 by 4? It's not so tall. Right? It's as tall as a normal table is 10 by 4. So if you only had 4 tefachim wide, then you put a peg in the middle of it, so now you can no longer put your, I don't know, your sefer, you can't put your gemara on top of that peg, because it's messed up, it's going to fall off, right? The surface is not flat. So even if it's less than 3 tefachim, right, you've already messed up the usage, and that's already no longer a rishus hayachid. I mean, because you judge the entire surface area by the usage. I mean, if you can't use the top of the peg, so then it's already 3.9 tefachim and not 4 tefachim. Rav Ashi says afilu gavoa shalosha. Even if it's 3 tefachim, it's even if it's higher than 3 tefachim, it doesn't help. Meaning, it's still no good. Meaning, it's still considered to be a rishus hayachid. You haven't done anything. Meaning, Rav Ashi disagrees with the entire concept of putting the peg there at all, my time, huh? Because after the talia le beimidi, because now, according to Rav Ashi, you can use the peg to hang stuff in with. Yes, you can't put a gemara, but now you can hang your knapsack. Now you can hang your, I don't know, your tzitzis, whatever it is you need to hang. But you've now, I don't say improved, but you've made the pillar is still very usable, and therefore it's part of the. You're going to judge the surface area, including the peg, and the peg is not really reducing the surface area at all, so it's still considered to be 10 by 4, still considered to be a rishus hayachid. Amar le Rav Acha, braid the rubber, le Rav Ashi, so okay, fine, so one peg, I see all this big machlokas over here, so come on, what about malu kulo bisedos? Now let's say you nailed some pegs across the entire top of it, so right, so you can't really hang anything on it, because it's really just filled with pegs. So Zamau, what's the deal with that? So Amar Lei, he said to him, Lo Shmila Chadahadam Rabbi Yochanan. Right, check it out. This is what Rabbi Yochanan said, and obviously what Rabbi Yochanan is about to say is not at all related to what we're talking about. But we'll see the comparison in a second. Bor v'chulioso mitzdarif la'asara. We said back in Maseches Shabbos that if you have a pit, right, again, you need to for something to be Rishus Yachid, it has to be 10 by 4. So they're talking about 10 tefachim high. If the pit itself is not 10 tefachim high, but the lip around the pit, presumably of, you know, back in the day, it wasn't, professional landscaping over here. Presumably, let's say, the dirt that you dug out of the pit is hanging around the edge of the pit. And let's say that the pit is 9.5 tefachim. So if the dirt is piled another half tefach, so that will combine and that will create the required height to make it a rishus hayachid, and the Gemara says ve'amai, and well, basically the top of the lip is also going to be part of this rishus hayachid area, so you're not going to be able to carry from the top of the lip to, I guess, right next to it in the middle, if it's in the middle of rishus haravim. So Gemara says ve'amai, why halo mishtamishle, you're not using the lip. Right, you're not using the whole lip. The whole lip is, you have a tiny smidge of space on the lip, and then you have the entire open area of the ditch, right? You can't really put anything on the lip of this of the pit. Sugamar says, "Ela ma'is l'kal meimar." What are you gonna? What can you possibly say? The manach midi mishtamish. Right? It must be that you can put something right, like say a board going across the top of the pit, and then you can use all of it. Meaning there is some way to use the entire pit. If it's 10x4, yeah, okay, the lip is a tiny fraction of it, and you can't really use that for anything, but you could put a board on top of it, right, walk the plank and walk over it, and it would be totally fine. Then you can use that area. So since theoretically you could use the top of it, so hachanami here too, demonach midi u'mishtamish. So too, even though the top of this pillar is covered by pegs, you could just put a piece of wood on top of it and then use it to rest your items, whatever, to put stuff down on it, and so therefore it will retain its Rishus HaYochid status. Okay. I'm Rav Yehuda Bar Shmuel. Kotel Asara Tzarech Sulam Arbasa La'artiro. Now back to some math. And again, I think the math is off, to be honest, but I could be wrong, but I usually am wrong when it comes to math, but either way, says Rav Yehuda Bar Shmuel, we'll defer to the Tanaim and the Amoraim, and Tosos over here has, if you want to look at Tosos, Tirur Maskut Tzorech and Rav Yosef. All right, but either way, it has some math over there. I think it's a squared equals b squared plus b squared equals c squared, but I'm not sure if that's the right formula. But all right, either way, Rav Yehuda says in the Amish Shmuel that if the wall is 10 tefachim high, so to get use a ladder that's easy to get over, to get up and over. Right, we're not talking about creating a Pesach now. We're talking about getting up and over the wall in an easy way. So if you need a ladder to the angle that you need the ladder to lean at, means that the ladder needs to be 14 tefachim long. All right, and then there's going to be a machlokas in terms. I'm not sure it's in terms of math. I think it's just in terms of how steep and how steep the incline is. So either way, so Rav Yosef says no, that afilu shlosha asar mashu can even be 13 and a little bit. Abaye amar afilu chadasar mashu, and Rav Huna b'rei de Rav Yeshua amar afilu shivo mashu, even 7 and a little bit, even and for the ladder. And the only thing I can tell you, meaning the top three shitas, the 14, the 13 a little bit, and 11.1, those are all, if you're angling the ladder against the wall, the 7.25, the 7.1 tefachim, obviously that's not going to reach the top of the ladder, the top of the wall rather, but that, meaning that's pressed flat up against the wall, and again, it only has to get to, for whatever reason, according to Abai, again, and therefore he only requires that you need to get up until 3 tefachim of the top of the wall. That was, one second, that was the, I'm not sure exactly where he gets that from. I mean, Stamets Lovud, yeah, okay, I'm looking for it in Rashi, I don't see it over here. Right, Mistama, because once you have 7.1 tefachim, so now you have 2.9 tefachim to get to the top, and we'll say Lovud that it's as if the ladder goes all the way up. Okay, I don't see it written right now in Rashi, but Mistama, I thought I saw. All right, Mistama, that's the logic. Amar Rav says, Sulam Zakov Memayit, if you have a ladder that is straight up, again, a flat against the wall, so that is fine. That will shrink the wall, but Rav says that Gemara of Lo Yidana my Taima. So that I received from my Talmid, from my Rebbeim, meaning that's a Gemara. I learned that from my Rebbeim, but I have no idea what the logic is. So Shmuel said to him, "What do you mean? Lo Yada Abba Taima the Hud Milsa? Right, Abba, which he called there's a nickname for Rav. Really, you don't need this reason. You don't need to know why, because me the Dava Itztuva, I'm gonna be Itztuva. Just like the first case we dealt with today." It's just like you have this like apple cart type situation where you have this ledge on top of a ledge, even though it was straight up, you had to go straight up to get on top of it and get to the top of the wall. So a ladder here too will also accomplish the same thing. Okay, Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Chia, Dikolin Shababavel Ein Non Tzrichin Keva. Again, this is already now shifting gears a little bit more. And talking about things you can put at the base of a wall that will reduce the height, that will shrink it. Meaning, these are items that are kavua, that are permanent. Right? You can't just put, as we said yesterday, you can't just put something that's going to be moved or taken away easily. So if you have these dekalim, these date, these palm trees from Bavel, so that they're obviously heavy enough, and that will stay there. My time, kvedan kovasan, right? They jumped the gun a little bit, right? Why is that? Because they're so heavy, no one's moving them. So it's considered as if you raise the ground and the wall is now shorter. Rav Yosef Amar Rav Yosha, Sulama Shavabal and Svichan Keva, my time, kvedan kovasan. Same thing with the, we had ladders from Mitzrayim, and we had ladders from, I think it was Tsuri or something, Tsur. So now we have Babylonian ladders, and so too, they also, if you put them on the ground, so that's, you don't need to attach them to the ground. That is going to be, it's good enough. You just put them there because they're very heavy. So the Gemara says, my damar sulama is kosher again to call them. Kodri Rav Oshia, who said that, you know, the ladders don't need to be, are not going to be moved. So for sure, trees. But he would agree that trees are not going to be moved and that would be fine. But my damar to call them, Abu sulama is love. According to, who was it? Rabbi, the name of Rabbi Chiyo, who said that you could put the trees there. So the Enichanami, a tree, yeah, so that's not being moved, but a ladder, that could be moved theoretically, and that is not, you're going to need to fix that into the ground for it to count. Okay. Rav Yosef asked Rabba, Sulu mikan v'sulu mikan v'kashin ba'emsa mahu. Let's say you have two ladders, now not on either side of a wall, but on the same side of a wall, and you connect them with kashin. Kash is straw. So I'm not sure exactly how you would do that technically. Rashi says you made them into rungs. All right, not sure exactly how that works. Okay, either way, I'm not definitely not an engineer. But basically you attach two ladders with some gummy, sticky, some sort of substance that was, you know, straw maybe, that was, and you connected them, does that work? So Amalei, af, ein kaf haregel ole bohen. Since you can't climb on these straw things, that they don't count. But the important point over here, if you look at Rashi, is because we're going to see in a second that if you, let's just read Rashi and then you'll see in a second. Ustam alias, Rashi says second to last line in the Talmud, so v'stam alias regalim ba'emtza sulamu. That most people, when they're going up a ladder, there are three. Let's say there, you know, really there are three options for you to climb when you're attaching two ladders with some straw. So there really are three options for you to climb. Right, there's ladder A, ladder B, and going up the actual straw, which is in the middle. So Rashi says most people in general go up the middle of a ladder. That's just how it works. So if you put straw in the middle, so the rungs are not solid enough for you to go up, and it's not actually considered to be a ladder. So therefore, if the straw was on the outside and the ladder was on the inside, so that would be fine. And that's exactly the next question. The Gemara says, kashim mikam, sulam ba'emtzamau. Now let's say the ladder is in the middle, and the straw rungs are on the outside. So then he said, right? Since you can go up the ladder, so that is actually going to be legitimate, and that's totally fine. Says the Gemara. Now, another question. Chokak lahashlam bakotel bakama. If a person, basically you have a ladder up against the wall, but it's, as Rashi says here, right, sulam tsar, it's not wide. Right, v'chokak bakotel bakam rakan, can I get a chuke asel ha sulam, lahashlam roch lo bedalad. You're trying to get it to get to dalad tvachim. It has to be dalad tvachim wide. So what do you do? Instead of extending the ladder, this seems to be a lot more work, but you carved out the wall so that the rungs themselves extend now to four tefachim wide. Right? You almost made steps into the wall, so now the rungs themselves are flat across, they are dalet tefachim wide. So now, when you do that, bakama, how high do you have to go? Do you have to go all the way up the wall, or 10 tefachim high? That's what he said to him. Amalei, Rabbi said to him, but sorry, you have to go up 10 tefachim. To make sure, again, you're trying to make this into a pischa, which is 10 by 4, not necessarily, that, again, a 10 by 4 will allow a person to get from one chatzar to the next. That's not, so therefore, the 10 by 4, you know, kind of measurement, that's how big it has to be. Amalei, so Rabbi Yosef said, back to Rabbi, let's say the actual ladder was dug into the wall, right? Some people have bookshelves recessed into the wall. So let's say you have a ladder that's actually recessed into the wall. So amalei malokuma. So there it has to be the entire length of the wall, or rather the entire height of the wall. So it says maishna. Right, what's the difference? So amalei is opposite back then. Hasa mistaglei hakolo mistaglei. Here, meaning when the ladder goes all the way up, so it's easy to get up. I guess that's over there. But here, meaning when the rung is carved into the wall, so it's not so easy to get up, and therefore you need the dal tefachim across the entire. Right, meaning not the last two cases that we said. I'm sorry. The Gemara says Maishna doesn't mean the last two cases that we quoted. It means. No, it is. I'm sorry. I take it back. It is the last two cases. My apologies. Right. I mean, Hasam over there, meaning when the ladder goes all the way up, right, and you have to carve, or they carved out just the 10 tefachim, right, it's, again, you have an actual ladder, so it's easy to go up, right? You don't need the dalet tefachim across the entire way. You just need it for 10 tefachim. But hach over here, where it's actually carved into the wall, so it's not so easy to go up a ladder that's carved into the wall, so therefore you need to have 4 tefachim the entire way up to make sure it's easy for you to actually ascend the wall. Let's say, again, another question for Rabba. Let's say you made a tree and you turned it into a ladder, meaning there's a tree there right next to the wall. And so what do you do? If you turn the tree, meaning you're not uprooting the tree, but you're kind of pruning and making the tree into something that you can climb. So does that work? The problem is, as we've mentioned before in the past, that there's a din of Hishnapshus Ba'ilam, that you're not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos. So technically, you're not allowed to actually use this ladder, even though it's leaning up against the wall, and it's there available for you to use on a Tuesday, but it's not available for you to use on a Shabbos. So is that good enough? What does that work? So the Gemara says, Tiboy le Rebbe, v'tiboy le Rabbanan. Rav Yosef is asking, according to both Rebbe and the Rabbanan, what machlokas is he referring to? So this machlokas we saw earlier in the Masechta, as to whether you're allowed to put an Erev Tchum in a tree. Right, that was a machlokas, whether you can see Erev Tchum, or you put Erev Tchum in a tree. So Rav Yosef says that even according to Rebbe, who says it's mutter, and according to Rabbanan, who say it's aser, you can still ask whether this tree, which is aser b'shtash misho, where you're not allowed to climb, does that count as a ladder here to join the two chatzeros together? So, and he explains, Tiboy the Rebbe, you can ask Rebbe, even though he says it's mutter. Maybe theoretically, you'd say, okay, yeah, it's totally fine to make this tree as a ladder. So, because maybe it's still a question, because ad kan lokama Rebbe awesome called over shu mishum shvos legozru ala hanimili bein hashmashos. Because Rebbe, the only reason Rebbe said that an Erev Tchum can be in a tree is because the Drabbanans were only, meaning were not, what's called? The Drabbanans do not apply during Ben Hashmashos. That was Rebbe Shita. So an Erev is fine if it's in a tree, because since when do you need the Erev to come into effect? Well, Ben Hashmashos. You're not allowed to use a tree, the Din Drabbanan, you're not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos? Yeah, but not Ben Hashmashos, because that was Rebbe Shita, that the Drabbanans don't apply Ben Hashmashos. So you're totally fine when the Eruv takes effect, right, because there is no Din Drabbanan according to Rebbe at that moment, because there is no Drabbanans during Ben Hashmashos. Avakuli Yom Alo, but for the entire day, right, what are you trying to do here? Here you're trying to shrink a wall, right, trying to make a ladder in a tree, right, that's for the entire day. Right, meaning you're not allowed to use, you're not on the climb a tree the entire day. There, the Rabbanans apply on Shabbos, so maybe he would say that here would be Aser. Odo mafil the Rabbanan, and even according to the Rabbanan, maybe Pischahu, even though the Rabbanan say it's Aser to put an Erev in a tree, maybe here we'll say that Pischahu, that it is technically still a way for you to get over the wall. You can't climb the wall on they can't climb the tree on Shabbos to get over the wall, because it's Aser? Yeah, but Va'ariyahu who did reveal that, right, it's just like a lion is, you know, hanging out by the ladder. Meaning, it's not your fault that you can't get over the ladder. Right? Yes, it's an Isra Durabana, but technically you have a ladder. It's a tree, it's Aser to climb, fine. But it's just like having a lion sitting at the base of a ladder. Yes, there's a ladder there. You could get over the wall. You ain't going anywhere near it because there's a lion there. But in terms of it actually being an entryway, a piskah, into the other chatzer, so it technically is a way for you to get from one chatzer to the next. So maybe it should be fine. So that's the question. And then, yeah, Rav Yosef asked another question. Asoat la shera sulam ma'u. What about, forget a regular tree, what about atse ashera? And atse ashera is a vodazara, right? It's asur bahana. Right, so can you turn that into a ladder? So he says that question is also tibay the Rabbi Yehuda, v'tibay the Rabbanan. And I'll bring you another machlokas that this is also a question, both according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that an eruv tchum can be put not in a tree, but here he says you can an eruv tchum can be put on a kever. Right, that already we said also early in the Masechta. And tibay the Rabbanan said no, you're not allowed to put an eruv tchum on a kever. Right? And he explains, you might have thought that if you're allowed to put it on a kever, so you're allowed to use the atzei ashera for a ladder, and if you're not allowed to put it on a kever, which is also about no, you're also not allowed to use the atzei ashera as a ladder. So says Rav Yosef, you can know this is still a question, even according to both shitas. Tibor the Rabbi Yehuda, it's even a question according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it's mutter to put it on a grave, because I kind of look over Rabbi Yehuda Hassam, the mutter looknos bias b'siri hana. But yeah, in a chenami, it says over there, Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter for you to be kona shvisa by b'siri hana. Right, what's the point of putting down an erev tchumim, right? Because you're kona shvisa, you say, this is my residence. Well, okay, you can live next to a grave, right? You can, that's fine. Allah Hassam, but over here, the must of the kona le erev, but over there, right, meaning, sorry, no, 1 second. Right, meaning, I kind of low cover of you the hasam the mutter looking as bias b'sir hana al hasam the bus kana la eruv lo nichalei the linter. Because what happens over there? You don't care what happens to your eruv after your kona shvisa, right? You don't need the benefit of the kever. It's not a, as Rashi says over here. It's not the reason you can make an Erev Tchumim is for a mitzvah. That's not considered a hana. Mitzvah lav leis hanos nenu. So, if you can only make an Erev Tchumim for a mitzvah, and the benefit you're getting is simply that your ability to go perform the mitzvah, that's not considered hana for you to actually, you know, it's not considered a benefit. You're not being nehne from the Isser hana, from the kever. But over here by the Atzei Asherah, so now you are personally benefiting, because you can go from one chatzer to the next. Odilma filer rabbanan, and even according to the rabbanan, who you might have thought this, it's usher to put an eruv tchumim on a kever because it's usher b'hana. So maybe over here, pisco hu v'arihu d'reviola, same thing. That yeah, it's technically usher for you to use it, but it is considered to be a way for you to get from chatzer A to chatzer B, and there happens to be a quote unquote a lion kind of hanging out next to it, but it is technically a Pesach or a Pesach. So Amalei, so Rav finally, after Rav Yosef asked those two questions to Rabba, so Rabba said back to him, Ilan Mutter Vashera Asura. A regular tree is fine, but the Atzei Ashera is Asur. Immediately, Maskev Lo Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, what are you talking about? Ad Rabba. The opposite makes a lot more sense. Ilan She Isra Shabbos Gorimbo. Right? Why is it Ilan Asur on Shabbos? Why is it Asur for you to climb a tree on Shabbos? The Rabbanan, that's Shayach to Hilchos Shabbos. So there, Nitzar, there it should be Usr, because we're all talking about Hilchos Shabbos topics. So there it should be Usr. But Ashera, the Isr, Dabracher, Gorim, Lo, but why is an Atzei Ashera Usr to climb on Shabbos? Not because of Shabbos, but because of it's Isr Bahana, it's Avod Zara. It's not Shayach to Hilchos Shabbos whatsoever. So therefore, Lo Nitzar, maybe we should say it's not Usr. Itmar Nami, another thing was said as well. Kiasar Ravin, when Ravin came to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Rabbi Elazar, said the name of Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, okay, whoever it was, Kol She Isser Shabbos Garam Bo Aser, Kol She Isser Davar Acher Garam Lo Mutter. Right, in a chenami, that if it's something that's Shaykh Lo Chashabbos, then it's going to be Aser, it's not going to be considered a Pesach. But if it's something that's outside the realm of Lo Chashabbos, so that's just like we said before, it's like a lion is hanging out next to it, it's just a different realm, a different halacha that's impacting over here, but in turn, the Gabbai Shabbos, it should be totally fine. So that's what, that's again, that's Rav Chisda said back to him. or that's what he, or I don't know if he said back to him, but that's what he asked. That was a question he asked. Gemara doesn't really answer for him. It just says that Rabbah held one way, or Chista said the other way, and Rabbi Avo, or whoever it was, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, held that way as well. And Rabbi Nachum Bar Yitzchak Masni Hachi, Rabbi Nachum Bar Yitzchak taught this, that Ilan Plugta de Rabbi Verabanan, and Asher Plugta de Rabbi Yehuda Verabanan, that no, we explained before how you could have the question according to all the opinions that we quote for in the Machloksim. So according to Rabbi Nachum Bar Yitzchak, no, it depends on those Machloksim. Right? No, whether you say it's mutter to, I don't know, put an eretchum on a grave or on a tree, that will impact whether it's mutter to use this tree as a ladder or this atzei asherah as a ladder. Okay, fine. So let's go a little further. Usually I like to stop by a Mishnah, but here I think it's shaykh to at least begin. So the Mishnah says like this, Choretz shebein beis chatzeros. Let's say you don't have a wall between two chatzeros, but you have a ditch. Amok yud v'ruchav dalet, it's 10 by 4, but again, not going up, going down. So then ma'arvin shnayim v'im ma'arvin echad, then the chatzeros are separate, and you cannot make them together, you cannot make one area for the two of them. Afilu malik hashav tevin, right? Even if you fill them with straw, or straw, right? Two different types of straw, I guess processed or whatever it is. Right? If you fill them with that stuff, Rashi says already, that's movable stuff, that doesn't consider it as if you filled in the ditch, that's no good. Male afar otsroros, but if you filled it with dirt or pebbles, so then ma'arvin echave ma'arvin shtayim, then it is actually one chatzer. You cannot make two separate eruvim, that's one chatzer, everybody has to join. Nosan olav neser, if you put a board on top of this ditch, shurachav arba tefachim, if it's four tefachim wide, I mean it's a way, it's a chashav way, it's an easy way for you to get across. V'chein beiz gizuz toros, zu k'neged zu, and so too, if you had two mirpesets that are over stammer shus arabim, and or I guess it doesn't necessarily have to be Rosh Hashanah, but two mirpesets facing each other. Rashi says over here, over Rosh Hashanah, right? And you want to get from one to the next, and you put this board down, but that it will connect the two of them, then Marvim Shnayim, then you can make two Eruvim, Vim Ratzu Marvim Echad, or if you want, you can actually make one Eruv to join both of them together. Pachos Mikan, if it's less than Dalad Tvachim, then Marvim Shnayim, Vim Marvim Echad, then you cannot join the two Eruvim together. Okay, let's just talk about the first topic in the Mishnah, and then we'll call it. V'tevin lo chayitz, what we said in the Mishnah, that straw will not, filling in the ditch with straw will not make, it's not considered filled in, because you may move the straw or whatever, it's not permanent enough to consider the ditch filled. And the Gemara says, is that really true? Didn't we learn? Matbein, if you have a pile of straw, I guess a haystack, right? Shebein shtei chatzeros, it's between two chatzeros, so then gofar sar tefachim, if it's 10 tefachim tall, so then ma'arvim shnayim vein ma'arvin echad, then it is considered a proper mechitza, and you cannot join the two chatzeros together. So we see that straw is permanent, right? It is considered a mechitza. So Rabbi said, yeah, le'in mechitza, kuleyama le'pligi da'avi mechitza, right? Everybody agrees that it's a mechitza, aval le'in chatzitza, but in terms of separating between the two, right, Rashi says, lachutz b'fnei avir ha'charutz, v'lidum kesasum, if you're telling me that it's, you're going to judge this open hole as something that's closed up, right, o bitli chayitz, v'lo bitli lo chayitz. So if you're mevatel it, right, Rashi says, lehedja, right, meaning you're mevatel it so that you're not going to move it, so then fine. But if you haven't been mevatel it, and that's the case in the Mishnah, so then lo chayitz, right? That's your straw. Who says you're not going to move it? But someone won't take it, and that is not considered to be a chatzitza. It's not considered to have blocked up the hole. As the Mishnah said, then you have only the option of making two separate chatzeros because you have this big ditch in the middle. Okay, shkoyach kol rabosei, we'll invite you in the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.